USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal ATF agent fights for his life as a manhunt continues in Chicago after that undercover agent was shot in the head overnight. The shooting happened while the agent was working undercover as part of a joint mission with Chicago police and the feds. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island erupting yesterday, sending lava flows into a residential subdivision near the eastern tip of the island. About 1,700 people had to be evacuated.
Lava spatter and gas bursts erupted from the fissure for about 2 hours.
That's a spokesman for the USGS. President Trump unveiling a new Office of Faith and Opportunity on the National Day of Prayer.
The Faith Initiative will help design new policies that recognize the vital role of faith in our families.
And this is USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. You melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is letting the House chaplain keep his job after all, after initially trying to force him out. Reverend Patrick Conroy rescinding his resignation yesterday after over 100 lawmakers demanded an explanation from Ryan as to why the chaplain was told to leave. After Conroy took back that resignation, Ryan explained his original decision had been made in what he thought was the best interest of the House. On another front, the nation's top law enforcement official says,
these are dramatic numbers that mean that we've got to get our head on straight.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying of the 64,000 Americans who died of drug overdoses in 2016,
42,000 of those were opioids.
Speaking to the National Sheriff's Association, he urged members to support his request to Congress for $140 million to provide grants to local communities to combat the crisis. President Trump will address the National Rifle Association's meeting in Dallas today, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump was not misleading reporters when he said he didn't know about a payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels. At yesterday's White House briefing, Sarah Sanders said it was, quote, information the president didn't know at the time and eventually learned. Sanders also denied the White House sends out a constant stream of false or misleading information, as one reporter suggested. She says, quote, we give the very best information we have at the time. A report that federal investigators were tapping the phones of the president's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, are now being walked back. NBC News cited sources as saying the feds were listening to Cohen's calls, the network clarifying now that investigators are keeping a log of phone calls to and from Cohen's phone lines. Investigators are not actually able to listen into or record those calls. Federal agents did recently raid Cohen's New York office as well as his home and hotel room as he's being investigated for that payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 presidential election. And NASA's sending a new probe to Mars. A launch is planned for early tomorrow morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base, that is, in California. It'll be the first interplanetary launch ever from America's west coast. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.